Side Ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, so I'm going to be kicking off dipper number dos, or uno, I guess. I'm doing liberal logic first. And I got to say, first of all, though, Anita from South Huntsville did clarify, bro. She saw that. See the text? She is apparently an Auburn fan herself, War Eagle. And she said, y'all clarified it for me perfectly. The only thing consistent about Auburn is never knowing what to expect. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Yes. Now we understand and we totally relate. Okay. We're gonna jump right in here. Liberal logic. So here's the premise for this, because as I was resourcing the show, actually this dipper is left over from yesterday, and then I added more to it. As I was resourcing the show, I kept finding these stories where the obvious, which is basically not good for the left, the obvious outcomes of certain liberal policies or liberal think or liberal actions is backfiring on them. And so the quick way to handle it is to bring out just a big old ration of liberal logic. Like, for instance, the president of Harvard University, who was an activist. You go back and look at some of the things she's written, the speeches she's given. She was a diversity hire. And I don't mean that we never should hire her because, I mean, absolutely, if you are of merit, you should be earning that position. President of the most vaunted of universities in the nation. Well, she's gone. She is no longer president of Harvard. I mean, she hosed it. It was a self-inflicted wound. So first of all, she went before Congress, if you recall, and declined to say that harassment and threats to Jewish students was a violation of the code of conduct for Harvard students. She couldn't do it. Well, it depends upon the context. No, it really doesn't. And you're the president of the university. How about you just try and be a leader? But that's asking a lot, apparently. Then it turns out they began to, once her profile was elevated and the whole world saw her, they said, well, what else has she done? And they began to look into her writings, and it quickly became apparent she was a plagiarizer. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like, holy smoke, she's a serial plagiarizer. Things that students would get kicked out for, she does. And then, on top of that, you know, we just look at her overall as apparently not being competent. And so they lost hundreds of millions of dollars in endowment monies because alumni were just beside themselves. So she's gone. She resigned. Pray tell, what does the liberal logic say about why she resigned? Got this from the Daily Wire. Anti-racist author Ibram X. Kendi, oh boy, and 1619 Project author Nicole Hannah-Jones, whew, there's a pair, and a number of others have claimed the long-awaited exit of Harvard University President Claudine Gay was a coordinated racist attack. It was racism. That's what it was. Now, wait a minute. Let me think back. Where were these people when the Penn University president resigned a month before? She was white. Oh, okay. No misogyny there. No claims of ill treatment there. No. Ibram X. Kendi and Nicole Hannah-Jones. Kendi claimed that Gay's ouster was, quote, the result of a racist mob eagerly gunning for a black woman in a position of power. Says racist mobs won't stop until they topple all black people from positions of power and influence who are not reinforcing the structure of racism. How does this guy live? I mean, how does he get through life? Can he eat a meal without saying racism? I mean, if you wear the wrong color shoes, is it racism for him? I mean, everything for him is racism. The entire world is colored in racism for him. He also says, too, by the way, that reporters too often join the racist mob and give it credibility, as they did in this case, just like a century ago. But then he comes back and applauds the Associated Press, calling it real journalism when they identified her plagiarism as just a conservative weapon. Plagiarism. You got thoughts over there, I can tell.
Yeah, real journalism? When was the last time we had real journalism? So you lost me at your first sentence there, buddy.
I'm sorry. Kendi, you got nowhere. Butters is not buying it. Ben Shapiro warned the AP, when the grifter extraordinaire of Ibram X. Kendi praises your journalism, you ought to start thinking about another career. 1619 Project author Nicole Hannah-Jones took a slightly veiled approach, claiming that President Gay's exit was nothing less than the desired result of a, quote, well-executed plan. Okay, so here's what she actually put out. Well, I take it back. It's not her. Somebody else was mocking her for saying it was a plan. So, yes, they're mocking the plan. Step one, encourage a PhD student or professor to plagiarize numerous times. Step two, get her hired as a Harvard president. Step three, have her show her contempt for Jewish students' safety in front of Congress. And step four, expose all the previously encouraged plagiarism as part of the well-laid-out plan. Anyway, this is liberal logic, y'all. This is what they do. There's no effort towards accountability. They don't recognize that what, like, for instance, I had somebody a little while ago on Twitter, one of my usual trolls, who may be listening right now. So put on my Twitter feed something about a funeral for a transgender who was murdered. Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Okay.
But said, this is the kind of things that happen with the hate you spew. Well, it's like in Baltimore or something. And I said, huh, now do the one where the transgender shot up the kids at the Covenant Christian School in Nashville. Oh, but that doesn't fit your narrative. Just it's amazing how they find what they want, but they are not willing to acknowledge when it doesn't match the big picture. Because it's their narrative. Okay. The liberal logic says stay with the narrative, even when the narrative is so full of holes that it can't possibly be the same. All right. Liberal logic. How about $34 trillion dollars in debt? That's just a lot of money.
Okay.
That's a lot of zeros.
Hold on just a second. Let me
Fox News story on January 4th. That would be today. The Biden administration spared no time attempting to shift the blame toward Republicans over America's national debt reaching a historic high of $34 trillion this week. This week, by the way, it's a brand new number. Says, quote, if you look at the data, there's a trickle-down debt if you think about it. Republican tax cuts are responsible for 90% of it. What? So here's the liberal logic. We want to spend more money. But now we can't spend as much money because the Republicans gave some of it back to the people in the form of a tax cut. So now the reason why we had to spend more money into debt is because you Republicans did a tax cut. Here's an idea. Get your spending under control. We don't have a money problem. We have a spending problem. The national debt alone is going to crush us if we're not careful. And yet the logic is, well, it's not about our spending. It's not about the things we want to do. We did do an Inflation Reduction Act, which was a silly name that has nothing to do with inflation. We're trying to cut the deficit. They keep making us have to spend more money that we don't have because they gave tax cuts. That's the liberal logic. It's the Republicans' fault. How dare they give a tax cut? So let me ask you this. If you had a job and then you decided to take another job, and you took the other job willingly, but in doing so, you decided to take a pay cut because you liked the potential at the new job, right? You took a pay cut. Would you then go out and have the same level of spending you used to have before the pay cut, or for that matter, borrow more money to try and bring your cost of living or your lifestyle up? No. Normal people don't do that. Normal people look at their income and they match it to their output and they try to avoid having massive amounts of debt. In fact, debt reduction is a big, big deal when you look at credit cards and everything else. This is the kind of thing that there's an entire cottage industry out there to help people reduce their debt burdens. Not when you're in government. Liberal logic says, how dare you do tax cuts? That's why we're in debt now. That's unreal. I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that real quick. Rick from Madison. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Pretty good, Phil. When you're talking about Harvard President Gay,
yeah.
One thing the liberals failed to mention is she plagiarized a black woman who happens to be conservative.
She did. Is that Dr. Carol Swain? Is that who that was?
Yeah, Carol Swain.
Yeah, I saw that. Where does she teach? Vanderbilt?
Yeah, at Vanderbilt. Yeah, I think she's retired now, but she taught at Vanderbilt. And like I said, she's, she is one that's really upset about it because, she's the actual victim and nobody cares.
Yeah, that's a great point, Rick. I mean, so the bottom line is not only did she plagiarize another black woman, a professor, but she also, the allegations are not just like Republicans out to get Dr. Gay. It's the person who was plagiarized calling it out.
Exactly.
Man, great point, Rick. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, Phil.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great place to take a break. We'll do that right now, and we'll take the break, come back with more liberal logic. Bert from Owens Crossroads, as we're headed to the break, says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Ms. Gay only resigned her position, still on the payroll. You are correct, sir. You are indeed correct. $900,000 a year to teach classes at Harvard. I'll do it for half that. How about that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, so I'm in the section, First Dipper, I'm calling it liberal logic. So it's amazing. It's like, how do you bend this around? What kind of mental machinations are required for you to even get those words out? Now, Karine Jean-Pierre, I've just decided she just lives in an altered state of reality. There's no way around it. But then there's other people you think, okay, you're supposed to know better. You're supposed to be smarter than that. You say you are anyway. You had some life experience. For the love of God, like Alejandro Mayorkas. The House today, by the way, announced that it is initiating impeachment proceedings against Secretary Mayorkas next week. About time. Way overdue. Now, by the way, I totally get the idea of building your case correctly. But I think the House has no choice on Mayorkas. They have to do this. I don't know what it's going to take to get to the Biden impeachment potential. But Mayorkas, that's almost like low-hanging fruit. The southern border completely out of control. So I think that's part of the reason why Speaker Johnson took 60 members of Congress, which was the largest delegation ever to fly down to the southern border. And it was a dog and pony show, to be honest. They're doing it to raise awareness, I guess. But on the heels of it, they came back and said, and we're starting impeachment proceedings. So that'll start next week. In the meantime, townhall.com has a piece that came out yesterday. You might want to know, the liberal logic does try to explain why the southern border is what it is. I mean, let's be honest. It's got nothing to do with Biden policies. Please. And can we understand that what it's really about is climate change? Butters just like froze and looked at me. Townhall.com, 2023 saw a record-breaking number of illegal migrants entering the United States as President Joe Biden continues to roll out the red carpet for border crossers who take advantage of the senile president's policies. Okay, obviously a slanted article, but nonetheless. It says, during an interview with MSNBC, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was asked why more illegal aliens entered the U.S. than in any other month in the history of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. In response, Mayorkas blamed climate change on the historic border crossings instead of the president's open border policies. Liberal logic. But wait, there's more. It's not just climate change. It's also the failed governance of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. If we had a different governor down there and the polar ice caps weren't melting, we would have less of an issue on the southern border. That's what we know now. And I'm so glad he clarified.
Sorry. You're
just sucking up to John for extra points now is all you're doing there.
It just played itself.
Yeah, here's the quote from Mayorkas. He says, let me identify one fundamental problem here. That is the fact that we have one governor in the state of Texas who's refusing to cooperate with other governors. What? And other local officials to coordinate efforts to address a challenge that this country is facing. It's a remarkable failure of governance to refuse to cooperate with fellow local state. Do you know how many interstate compacts Texas has? Alabama has been sending National Guardsmen over there to assist with their Operation Lone Star. I don't know why I'm arguing with you. I feel like I had to turn to you and started arguing with you, and you're just sitting there staring at me.
Oh, really, Phil?
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
I can't even fake that argument. So what's the climate change that...
Climate change creates difficulties where they live, and they must move away from where they live because the climate
He's clearly change. Never been to the Middle East where it's 140 degrees and people still live there. I'm not sure.
Bro, it's liberal logic. Accept your new normal. This is how it is. Climate change can be blamed on virtually everything. Just everything. Yeah, there's some liberal logic. How about this one? Apparently, you're allowed to be a racist. Now, we can't call for the resignation. Now, granted, we didn't fire her. But we cannot call for the resignation of an Ivy League president because of racism. If we do, we're just systemically racist. But if you're the mayor of Boston, you can hold a Christmas party for everybody but white people. Not by accident, by invitation. Like literally saying, white people are not allowed to this Christmas party. And the state attorney general will come back and say, that's okay. Why? Because it was actually a private Christmas party, therefore it did not violate the laws on public accommodation. Even though they were invited in their elected capacity. Are you with me on this? DailyWire.com, story that came out 2 days ago. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell, or Andrea, I don't know which, has found that Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, a fellow Democrat, did nothing wrong holding a holiday party for public officials that excluded white people. So here's the deal, if you don't remember, right before Christmas, I mean, you can't make this crap up. Right before Christmas, the mayor's office, Michelle Wu's office, sent out an email invitation on behalf of Mayor Michelle Wu, okay, in her official capacity. I cordially invite you and a guest to the, quote, Electeds of Color Holiday Party. What even a Christmas party? Is it a holiday party? Electeds of Color Holiday Party, and gave the time and date and the location. 15 minutes later, sent out another email apologizing because she had accidentally also included white people in the email string. And she quickly recanted and said, I want to apologize for my previous email regarding the holiday party for tomorrow. I did send that to everyone by accident. I apologize if my email may have offended or come across. Sorry for any confusion. Sorry if you thought you were invited, but you're white.
So the initial reaction is clearly an awareness that this isn't exactly appropriate, because why would you be worried? If there's nothing wrong, why would you be worried that somebody might be offended by it?
Outstanding point. Cogent analysis. You have once again nailed it. But the Attorney General says, I did not violate the state's public accommodation laws. It's okay. never mind the fact that if a white mayor had done that for a whites-only party, oh, my God. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. I got more. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to...
It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. I got several text messages. I will jump on those. I tell you what, let me get a couple of them real quick. John from Huntsville says, Phil, did I just hear you say that you would teach classes at Harvard? Don't do it, Phil, because once you've entered those evil liberal halls, you may be trapped there forever. But don't worry, Phil, if that happens, I'll come rescue you. Thank you, John. Appreciate you. And then Marcus from Huntsville. I'll just go ahead and edit this slightly. Just Marcus didn't say anything profane. I'm just going to read it slightly differently. He says, Butters may be onto something. We should just dress people like Arabs and hand out those clothings at the border, send them back home, and then tell them it's all about climate change. They can learn to live like the Iraqis and be just fine. Problem solved. There you go. I got a caller on the line. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, except that I had to pull over laughing on the last comment. not laughing at it, laughing about it.
I totally understand. What you're thinking today? What's going on?
Well, based on what you were talking about before and everything, and public representatives are supposed to leave everything out in the clear as opposed to private citizens. And for years, they've been trying to tell private citizens, well, we should be able to investigate you because if you've got nothing to hide, then you shouldn't be afraid.
This is
and
true.
I'm hoping I listened to that last segment correctly, because if you're a public servant, then you should expect everything observed.
You should expect everything. You absolutely should. And yet... when there's zero accountability because no one will call them on the carpet for it, then, you know, it's just, it's maddening. I guarantee you, if Governor Greg Abbott or if Ron DeSantis or if, you know, pick a mayor somewhere of a big city who's actually a Republican, if they had held a whites-only Christmas party, it would have been the news of the century.
And the same people that do not want to be investigated, that have been elected to office, want to be able to investigate me.
Yeah, absolutely. For next to nothing. Yeah, I agree. All right, Brian. Appreciate you, man. A couple more text messages real quick. Champ from Decatur says, as Fred Sanford says, I think we got a voice text here. He wasn't colored. He was white or something like that. What's he saying to me right there? I don't know. It's not coming through quite the way I need. Champ, help me out, brother. What are you trying to tell me? Lee from Huntsville texted in and says, the mayor of Boston is married to a white guy. Did she leave him at home?
Yikes.
That's hilarious. She says, was it okay for the plus ones to be white? Crazy town. I don't know. Hey, let's do some more liberal logic. Hey. Yeah, what you got?
What if they'd had a men's only party? That how would that have gone over?
What if they were actually women who identified as men?
Oh.
You see how convoluted it gets? We start trying to exclude people. Holy cow. Okay. Liberal logic, that's where we are. We're finishing this up. Liberal logic, I mean, okay, so here's the deal. Daily Wire has a piece, headline, USA Boxing allows men to fight women with new transgender guidelines. Can you imagine this? Male, biological males boxing against women. I mean, there's weight classes, so, you know, you're going to imagine somebody's in the same weight class, but it still smacks of, you know, the potential for real harm and injury, all right? But here's the thing. Their new policies came out, and they have been officially adopted, allowing male athletes, in addition to claiming to be female, they must also complete their gender reassignment surgeries and test their testosterone levels for 4 years. Well, that'll do it. They test their total testosterone levels, right? However, the standards they have set, a qualifying male could still have double the testosterone level of an average female competitor. So you're really not looking at apples to apples. Well, at all. You're not at all. Don't go there. Just stop. Just don't even push that button. Just stop. Anyway. It says boxers under 18 years old, though, must compete against others with the same sex, no matter how they identify. Well, that's encouraging.
That's something.
So you see, here's the liberal logic. You're really not transitioned until you're over the age of 18. It's below the age of 18, it's wrong, man. We can't do that. Oh, 19 years old? Sure. Where are you right now? Got your surgeries? Let's test your levels. You appear to be a woman to us now. Let's go ahead and put you in the ring. Oh, your testosterone levels are twice that of the average female competitor? Matters not. We have now chosen a standard to go by, and our liberal logic says we will identify you as a female.
Didn't they already have that in the MMA and some dude nearly beat the
cracked your skull.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. I actually had that on the show one day. Yeah. I think it was a roundhouse kick to the head and cracked her skull, and it was not good, man, not at all. Apparently I'm not through beating up on Harvard president, former president Claudine Gay.
Bring it.
There he is, Claudine. I feel like I'm just went into a Beverly Hillbilly segment. Where's cousin Claudine? Claudine, she's out by the cement pond.
Don't disrespect the Beverly Hillbillies by looping her in with them.
Yeah. Granny will come in and feed you a chicken wing and tell you where your gizzard is. All right. So CNN's Matt Egan weighed in on this. And here's what CNN's Matt, in his liberal logic, as he desperately attempted to defend a liberal, he attempted to explain, story here on Town Hall, came out 2 days ago. CNN's Matt Egan attempted to explain how now former Harvard president Claudine Gay wasn't actually accused of stealing anyone's ideas. No. She just, in his words, she just copied other people's work and passed them off as her own without attribution. Well, that's actually plagiarism. That's what plagiarism is. When you copy somebody else's work without proper attribution, you don't assign the citation and give it, you know, credit, so to speak. That is plagiarism. But, oh boy, if he rewords it, it's okay. If I reword this, liberal logic, it's okay. She just copied other people's work and passed them off as her own without attribution. That's all it was. It wasn't plagiarism. It was just copying somebody else's work without attribution. That's like saying, and they point out in the article, that's like saying the man wasn't accused of murder, just shooting somebody so many times, the victim finally died as a result.
So this is a journalist that...
This is killing me.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I can't do these many more.
Plagiarism? I mean, don't you learn about that kind of stuff in, like, eighth grade?
Well, yeah. And you definitely learn about it when you're supposed to be a journalism major who went on to be in journalism.
Well, like I said a few minutes ago, when was the last time we had true journalism?
I mean, my op-eds I write every week, I have to send them to the editor.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually had them sent back to me one time saying, it appears you may have missed a citation. Oh, sorry about that. I mean, at my level, Anyway, let me throw another one out there. Hey, Butters, you know old girl that threw Trump off the main ballot? Old girl? That's how we talk in Gadsden, Alabama. Old girl who was the Secretary of State, actually. Her name is Shenna Bellows. But Shenna Bellows has quite the track record of liberal logic. She's the Secretary of the freaking state. And she has previously been on the record saying that voter ID laws are rooted in white supremacy. So her logic for why we should not have photo ID when you go to the polls to vote in her state, and she, by the way, is the chief election officer for her state, is because that's rooted in white supremacy. She also said, by the way, the Electoral College is a relic of white supremacy. This is the person who threw Trump off the ballot unilaterally by herself. No other, adjudication.
But by doing so, she simply validates the importance of the Electoral College.
Absolutely. Cogent analysis once again on your part. Her quote, passing these bills, which were voter ID bills, passing these bills would mean putting into statute discriminatory practices rooted in white supremacy. Today, voter ID laws are the new means of voter suppression. That was in 2021. These bills would not only negatively impact people of color, but also the elderly, the transient, people with disabilities, students, and low-income communities.
So, I had to look up to make sure. She is white.
She is. Oh, yeah. She's one of those white apologist liberals who feels guilty for being white. So she has to make sure everything she does is seen as some form of penance for her being born white. But here's the thing. If you look at her quote right here, what an insult this is. So her logic is, if you're a person of color, or you're old, or you don't have a regular address, or you're disabled, or you're still in school, or you're poor, you don't know how to get a voter ID. You don't. It's only the white people who have jobs that know how to get a driver's license. Just saying. Liberal logic.
I hate that my brain was going here, but I was fairly certain in Maine. Looking up real quick, and I am not fact-checking this, but 92.93% white population in the state of Maine. So I'm not really sure who she's...
Huh.
I mean...
Well, maybe she ought to move.
Yeah.
She needs to go somewhere where there's fewer white people so she can really pay penance at that point. Oh, my gosh. Liberal logic, y'all. Liberal logic. I've got more. I'm not even going to get to Dave Chappelle or the war on gas stoves or, for that matter, anything else about... You know what? I might anyway. We'll see. We'll come back right now from the break. Taking a break. We'll come back. We'll lock it down. Got a few text messages to catch up on, and we'll be heading towards the second dipper of the day. Home fries is coming up. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. I said I wouldn't. I got to go one more article, Butters. I'm finishing up liberal logic, right? The things that liberals say and do because they're just sure that you'll believe it. I mean, if we do this enough, you'll know that what you think you know is not what you know, because what we know is what you should know, don't you know? Put that on a t-shirt. I got this one article I pulled off of PJ Media. And it kind of went down this road of the things that liberals are doing to put in law that you look at and go, y'all just have no clue that your version of liberal logic is actually going to wind up just, you know, being soul crap. Like, it doesn't match. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Anyway, I got a variety of things that just came out that are going into effect this month. First of the year, brand new laws, brand new ordinances in different places around the local. Like, for instance, it talks about California's law mandating that fast food workers receive a $20 an hour pay, minimum pay, $20 an hour. You're going to flip that burger, deliver that pizza, dadgummit. It's going to be $20 an hour. Thank you very much. What happened? California Pizza Hut operators, two of the major franchise owners, decided to lay off all of their in-house delivery drivers. 1,200 people lost their jobs because they weren't going to be able to sustain it. And they decided up front, you know what? Guess what? You can use DoorDash or something else to get your pizza. You're not getting it through our delivery drivers. We're not doing that. How about this one? Daily Caller notes that the California law banning the sale of gas-powered lawn equipment such as movers, weed trimmers, blowers, mowers, and chainsaws and power washers is going into effect. You can no longer use gas-powered lawn. What do you do if you're a major, large landscaping company? You have to now convert everything over. You have to pay for all new equipment. Who's going to pay for that? I feel certain not the state. How about this one? Daily Caller also reported that another California law actually prohibits employers from asking their employees about their off-the-clock marijuana use. You can come to work high. Ain't nobody going to ask because they're not allowed to by law. Not only that, they can't test their employees for weed. Oh, unless they're considered a highly active employee, which I don't know what that even means. Highly active. How about Michigan is expanding its civil rights to include gender identity? They've opened up a whole new protected class. You know what's going to wind up happening? Somebody's going to come to work. They're going to be a transgender activist. They're going to offend everybody. They're going to freak someone out in the bathroom. They're going to claim discrimination because they are the problem, and yet they're going to sue, and now the law protects them. I'm just saying. Meanwhile, you can also have an all-black Christmas party. Awesome. Governor Whitmer in Michigan also signed a brand new gun control legislation and a bill to make the state 100% carbon neutral by 2040. And yet they're just driving the cost of everything up. Illinois, it says, is jockeying to be the California of the Midwest. As of Monday morning this week, non-citizens who are legally authorized to work in the U.S. can now become police officers and sheriff's deputies. No citizenship required for law enforcement. So I guess that means they also won't be enforcing the immigration laws. Show me your papers. Just kidding, buddy. Don't show me your papers. I ain't got mine either.
Or do they all turn themselves in?
Well, that's interesting. Illinois is also going to shut off state funding for public and school libraries that ban books for political reasons, including books that promote LGBTQ+ ideologies. By the way, it's not banned. If you can still get it on your own, it's not banned. It just means we're not putting it in our public school libraries. Anyway, all this is to say, liberal logic, y'all. Liberal logic defies logic. Liberal logic defies reason. Liberal logic is where they take the world as we actually know it to be, and they twist it and craft it and try to make it into something that they say it is, and they tell you you have to get on board. Go straight to my monologue earlier in the show. You do not have to say yes to the new normal. In fact, we must begin saying more no's to what they call the new normal. You can't tell me that you're allowed to have your truth, because that defies what truth actually is. Truth is truth. You don't get to redefine truth. It doesn't work that way. So all said and done, y'all, liberal logic, it's a hoot. We can laugh at it, poke fun, but at the same time, we cannot accept this as the way forward. Cannot. The day we acquiesce to that is the day that we have given over our ability for self-will, and we have made ourselves slaves to the new normal. Don't do it. All right, we're coming right back. We're going to cook up a batch of home fries. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio. We will be right back.